Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Vav. We left off on daf Chav Hey Amid Beis. We are at the two dots where the Re'u Beis in Yam Dushnaim. So today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Vivian and Menachem Rosenberg and family to commemorate the Shloshim of Menachem's father, Yisrael ben Avraham Moshe Zichrono Levracha, on the 29th of Cheshvan, which is today, the Neshamah Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to discuss how we apply the principle of Eid, or whether we apply the principle of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan to the Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh. We found a number of anomalies with the Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh that we don't have by other Eiduyos. So is this one of those anomalies? Then we're going to have the Mishnah on Chavav Amralf, which is going to start describing to us which shofros are kosher to use for the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. And we have three different explanations in the Gemara why the halacha is that a shofar shel para is possible according to the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to use a shofar shel para, even though normally a shofar is kol shofros are kosher. So why is it shofar shel para is an exception? The second explanation is going to lead us into a detailed discussion of ein kategor nasa sanegor, because that's going to be the second reason that we give, that the shofar Shel Parah brings back bad memories, and ain kategor nasa sanegar. Then the Gemara is going to find out and spend a half of the daf really is on finding out the translation of different words from either various sichas chulin of Amsa de Bei Rebbe or from other things that came up that they somehow discovered the translation of different words, and that's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to tell us whether the shofar should be straight or bent, and it's going to distinguish between shofros and chatzotros, and the difference between a shofar of Rosh Hashanah and a shofar of Yovel and a shofar of Tainis, and whether each one is supposed to be straight or supposed to be bent. So let's begin again. Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. We left off at the two dots. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah said Ruu Beis and Yam Dushnayim Ve'idu Bifneihem, that if Beis Din sees the new moon and they're the only ones that saw it, so two of them should get up and they should be made in front of the other members of the Beis Din. So, why do you have a need of Haggadah Seidus at all and Kabbalah Seidus at all? The Beis Din are the ones that are Mekadish L'Chodesh based on what they hear from Edim who saw the moon. So over here, they themselves heard it. So hearing it themselves should be, they themselves saw it rather. So hearing it from Edim shouldn't be any stronger than having seen it themselves. The whole reason they need to hear it from Edim first is so that they can know what happened. But if they saw it with their own eyes, then they know that it happened. They know there was a new moon. So Rabbi Zeira goes to Ruah Balayla. Now the Mishnah saw about a case where they saw the moon at night, and therefore they're not allowed to be Mekadesh the Chodesh right away based on what they saw, because we're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Balayla. So they're going to have to wait till the next day in order to be Mekadesh B'Yom, and therefore they're going to need Kabbalah's Eidos, because otherwise they have nothing to be Mekadesh the Chodesh with. That's what Rashi writes. He doesn't really explain why. I mean, what happened? They still saw it, so why do they? What's the problem by waiting till the next day? Sounds like there's some din of hefsik over here, that there's a hefsik of zman in between the time that they see it and the time that they're mekadesh. That's going to be a problem. But when they hear the edus, so right away, as soon as they hear it, they're able to be mekadesh the chodesh. Other rishonim say give other reasons. According to Rashi, it's mashma that even if the Beis Din would see it during the day, they would not be able to be mekadesh the chodesh the next day based on what they saw the previous day. They would need kabbalah edus because it's all about hefsek. According to other Rishonim, there's some sort of chisaron in seeing the Levana Balayla, which is not a zman that's kosher for din, and therefore they're seeing it is not called din, it's only called edus, and in order for it to be called edus, they need to be made. If that were the case, it's a din in Layla, it's not a din in hefsek. And so, according to the other Rishonim, it would therefore turn out that if they saw one day they'd be Mekadesh L'Chodesh the next day, even though there's even a greater hefsek of zman in between them. So anyway, so that's the problem. Why Beis Din themselves is going to need to, actually two of the members of Beis Din are going to have to be made in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Then the Mishnah said, Ru'u Shlosha Vehein Beis Din, if three people saw it, and they are the Beis Din, and that's it, there are only three members of the Beis Din, so what do you do? Yamdu Shnaim V'yoshivu Mechavrei Meitzal Yachid. Two of the three should go and say the Eidos, and they should put on the Sanhedrin two more people people to join together with the Yachid, and the two will be made to in front of the newly formed Beis Din to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So says Maramai, why do you need Agadah Seidu Sachanami Nemelote Shmir Gadolim Miri'iyah? After all, the Beis Din themselves all saw it, why don't we say that they're seeing it is even better than hearing it from Eidim? V'chitema Achinami Kigoncheru B'Laila. Maybe you can try to give me the same answer. You can say that it's talking about where they saw it at nighttime. Well then, Hainu Hach. Well then, it's telling me the same din twice. Why does the Mishnah have to add the same din that if you see it at night, that you can't be made Eidus of Riyah Sachodesh when you see it at night? So you can't be just Mekadish L'Chodesh based on Riyah B'Laila. You're going to need Haggadah Seidus. So Sefer Tzrich Leino. The Sefer is needed to tell me a Chiddush De'ein HaYachid Neman Al Yidei Atzmo, that a Yachid is not Neman to be Mekadish L'Chodesh. Salk Da'it Chamina Hol V'Tanya Dinei Mamanus B'Shlosha V'Imayim Mumcha L'Rabim Don Afilu B'Yachid. I might have thought that since the halacha is that even though we normally require three dayanim for dine mamonis, if you have a dayan, an individual dayan who's a bucky and he's a known expert to judge cases, so he could be done afilu biyachid. So achinami, I would say by kiddush hachodesh also that if a dayan is mumcha l'rabim nikdash biyachidi, let him be mekadish l'chodesh even as a yachid. So kamash malan that by kiddush hachodesh has to tell me that no, you're always going to need three dayanim. It doesn't matter how great an expert the dayan is, unlike by Dine Mamanus, where you only need one. This is not the same as Dine Mamanus. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, Ve'ema Hachinami, why isn't it the same as Dine Mamanus? The Yachid is able to be, Yachid Mumcha is able to be done by Dine Mamanus. Why can't the Yachid Mumcha be Mekadish L'Chodesh? Says Mara, Ein Lecha Mumcha L'Ram B'Yisol Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu, because the greatest Mumcha that ever existed is Moshe Rabbeinu. V'Kamalei Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, with regard to Kiddush HaChodesh, Adik Aaron Badach, that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, cannot be Mekadish L'Chodesh alone until you have Aaron HaKohen together with you. And we know the rule is Ein Beis Din Shakul, so Mosif Nalei Amod Echad, and therefore it's going to be three people. So by the fact that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu he needs Aaron, he was really telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you need Aaron plus another Dayan. So D'chziv, V'yom Hashem Moshe V'el Aaron Baretz Mishayim Leimar, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. HaChodesh Hazeh is regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what we darshan back on Daf Chaf, Kazera Evi Kadesh. So from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu required Aaron to join together with Moshe and told both of them to do Kiddush HaChodesh, so you see that a Yachid Mumcha doesn't help, and therefore we know that you need three because of Ein Beis Din Shakul. So we see from our... if you look in Tosfos makes that point of Ein Beis Din Shakul. Tosfos at the bottom, Tosfos Ein Beis Din Shakul Mosif Nalein Od Echad, and Tosfos just points out the Sugi Dahacha Command Yamar B'Shmeitzah Kamaisa Sanhedrin Tivar Torah Chad Nami Kosher D'Chsiv B'Tzedek Tishbot Midi Isruch Lehacha Adi Karan Badach Tilman D'Bayi Mida Raisa Shlosha Mumchim Kadesh Shlotin Al Delas Hichshiru B'Shlosha Adiotos Kabe Edus Hachodesh Ein Lahachshir V'Imkein Lo Tzarich Kra. He says if you this our Gemara must be assuming that on a Daraisa level you only need one dayan for Dine Mamanus, and it's only a Din Drabanan if that's the case on a Daraisa level, I understand why I need a pasuk to tell me that by Kiddush HaChodesh it's not that way. But if you hold that on a Daraisa level you really need three dayanim, and the only reason three dayanim mumchim, and the only reason we ever give any kulas in Dine Mamanus Kadesh Lotin Odalus Befeilovin, we want it to be easy to find the basin to adjudicate your case, and that will encourage people to want to lend money, but really on a Daraisa level you need Shlosha Mumchim, well then I wouldn't need a Pasuk by Kiddush HaChodesh to tell me you need Shlosha, because that's just the rule by Dine Mamanus. The fact that I need this Pasuk by Kiddush HaChodesh tells me that Kiddush HaChodesh is an exception, that it's not part of the rule. So the Mishnah said that Dayanim, even if they see the new moon, they're able to be Shomea the Eidus from other people and to serve as Dayanim for Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's fascinating, because these are people who saw the Eidus themselves. They saw it with their own eyes. And yet they're serving as Dayanim on that case. So the Memer de Eid Nasa Dayan, does that mean to tell me that an Eid is allowed to be a Dayan? Lame Masis and Delok Rabbi Akiva. That would give the impression that our Mishnah is assuming not like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds an Eid Nasa Dayan. Where do we see that he holds such a thing? Titania Sanhedrin, Shorech, Chargis, and Nefesh. If you have a Sanhedrin that sees that somebody killed somebody, so Miktsasan Nasu Eidim, Some members of the Sanhedrin, meaning two members of the Sanhedrin, should become Edim in front of the other members of the Sanhedrin, and all the other Dayanim, the 21 remaining Dayanim, should become the Dayanim. And you bring two more people onto the basin so that you'll have the proper number of 23 Dayanim that you need for Dine Nefashos, like the Mishnah says in the first Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon says, that even though the whole Sanhedrin saw it, 21 of the 23 judges on the case could be people who actually saw it, because an aid is Nasadayan. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kula Nasu Edim Ve'enei Nasadayan. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you now have 23 eligible Edim, but you have zero eligible Dayanim. You're going to need to go to a different Beis Din, a different Sanhedrin Ketana, in order to don the case, because you cannot have someone who saw the Edus serve as a Dayan in the case. So you see that we're assuming by Kiddush HaChodesh, not that way, that even though members of the Beis Din saw it, they're able to serve as Dayanim, as long as they can get two of them to serve as Edim. Says, well, no, afilutem Rabbi Akiva. We could even be assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah could even be assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Akiva hasam el b'dinin nefashos. Drachman amr v'shaftu eda v'itzilu eda. When does Rabbi Akiva machmir that ein eid nasadayin? That's by dinin nefashos, where Beis Din has to do whatever they can to be mahapich b'zuchuso, to try to save the fellow and come up with whatever limud zuchus they can. And that's going to be very hard to do when they saw the murder with their own eyes. That's pretty traumatizing, and it's pretty damning if they saw with their own eyes. It's going to be very hard to say, there's some way out. They saw this guy kill somebody. They're not going to be able to see zechus when they look at him. They're not going to be able to find a proper zechus. And that's why dafka bedin in a fashel is going to be possible. Aval hachba, when it comes to kiddush hachodesh, afilu Rabbi Akiva modi, even Rabbi Akiva is going to be moda that an eid haroa is able to be a dayan. Tosos points out in the top Tosos that in Maseches Makos and Daf Yud Beis, we derive this idea of v'shavta eid v'tzi, we derive from another pasuk. Minayin l'sanedrin shoro b'echad shorgas nefesh shein horgan osad sheyamlu b'beis din. The Gemara over there says, how do I know the Sanhedrin saw the murder, that they're not allowed to just kill him? They need to go in front of another beis din and be meid. Tamalomar ad amdu l'fnei eid l'mishpat. So it's a different pasuk that we're quoting, not v'tzilu eid. So it says, Tosos Yeshlomer di ikr drasha mehasam v'kra dahache itzrich v'yolav mehasam l'shar dinin l'atzrich beizin acher. T'shayin yasam dam rachmana v'yitzilu ha'eda. He says, no, really, the ikr drasha is what the Gemara quotes over there. And over here, we just need this pasuk to tell me not to learn from there to all other dinim that you need another beizin, because we're saying that the reason that there is such a din by dinin nefashos, our Gemara is just giving the logic why by dinin nefashos only there's such a din that the people who saw the case cannot be dayanim, because they're going to be tainted in their view. They're not going to be able to fulfill v'itzilu eda. But it's the basis of the din, the source of the din, is the pasuk that we quote in Maseches Makos. The logic that din is limited to dinei nefashos is the pasuk that we're quoting over here of v'itzilu ha'eda. Okay, so let's go on to the next mission now. The Torah tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is yom trua yelachem. So the Gemara is going to tell us that the trua that it says by Rosh Hashanah is dafka bamed b'shofar. So we learn it from the fact that it says by Yovel, vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvii b'asa l'chodesh b'yom ha-kipurim taviru shofar b'chal artzichem. Torah doesn't say shofar when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. When it talks about blowing a trua by Yovel, so it says shofar, and therefore we know that when it says that you're supposed to have a yom trua on Rosh Hashanah, we know that it's supposed to be shofar as well. So now we're going to begin all of the halachos of tkia shofar. Kol ha-shofaros ksherim chutz mishal para. You can use the horn of any kosher animal except for a para. Mepreshu keren, because the horn of a para is called a keren, it's not called a shofar. And by Rosh Hashanah, you need a shofar, because we learn it from Yovel that if avarta shofar trua, Amar Rabbi Yosi v'alo kol ha-shofaros nikru keren. All different types of shofaros of every behema, every chaya is called the keren. Shenamar b'mshoch b'keren ha-yovel. Yovel means an ayil, like the Gemara Darshan, so we're going to find that a shofar of an ayil is also called a keren. And a shofar of an ayil, a ram's horn, is the ideal thing to use for tkiya shofar. So you see that it's also called a shofar. So we're obligated to be tokeya with a keren, with such a shofar. So you see, a keren shalpara should also be kosher. Why do you say that a keren shalpara is an exception? Because it's called a keren, not called a shofar. Everything's called a keren. Shofar shalai is also called a keren. So says Gemara, why did the Rabbanan pasul a cow's horn? So Shabbat, come Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has a very strong taina over here that everything is called the keren. So why did the Rabbanan think that a cow's horn is different? So Gemara has three explanations why a cow's horn might be different. For Rabbanan, kol shofaros ikru shofar v'ikru keren. All shofaros, even though they are called the keren, they're also called the shofar. But the para keren ikri shofar lo ikri, meaning every other shofar is called both. It's called the shofar and it's called the keren. But a dafka, the cow's horn, is only called the keren, but we don't find anywhere that it's called in the Torah a shofar. It's only called the keren, and therefore it's not going to be valid for Rosh Hashanah. Dechsiv b'char shoro hadar lo v'karnei reim karnav. So you see that the karnei hashar are called a keren in the Torah. They're not called a shofar in the Torah. V'Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi who allows the karnei para, what is he going to say about that? That it's only called the keren in the Torah. How is he going to say that it's called the shofar? Amalach deparanami yikri shofar. No, we do find that a cow's horn is called the shofar. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says that David HaMelech says the tate of Hashem is shor par, that the tefillah is tate of Hashem more than shor par mikaren mafris. So l'chora the pasuk is soser itself, because if David is being mevakish that his tefillah should be accepted more than shor, so lama par. Why does he mention par, which is a 3-year-old shor? Vim par lama shor. And if he's being mevakish about a par, then why does he mention shor? Elamai shor par. Why does he say shor par, which is they're the same thing? So he's coming to be merames that there's a short par. If you say it fast, mi shofar, that it's an allusion to the shofar, that his tefillah should be even better than a shofar, that he's asking that his tefillah should be considered like a tefillah's tainus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more accepting of a tefillah's tainus because it comes along with a tekiah shofar. So even though the pashas of the pasuk is about a shor, but the remez of the pasuk is a shofar, and therefore that's enough of a source to see that a cow's horn is also called a shofar. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan will explain the pasuk of shor par, k'drav masna. No, the juxtaposition of shor and par, even though they're not the same, is to teach me the following. Dam rav masna, my shor par, shehu gadol kepar. He's talking about a shor that's as large as a par, that it's already, when it's ben yomo, it's already as big as a par that's much larger. And that's the shor that was created by Maisa Bereishis, because all the whatever was created in Maisa Bereishis was created in its full growth. So therefore, even though based on its age, it would be called a shor. But begidulo, it's as if it's a par, and that's the shor that Adam Arishon was makriv, and David HaMelech was asking that his tefillah should be as good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as that carbon, as the carbon of the original shor that was created. I think in English, someone told me that a shor, how do we translate shor in English? Whenever we say shor, we always say an ox, right? I think in the English, though, an ox means a castrated animal. So I think when the Torah says an ox, it doesn't mean that. When the Torah says an ox, it just means a younger animal. Meaning, so the difference between a shor and a bull. A bull is a castrate, right? The bull is castrated? I forgot which one is which. But anyway, I was at a Shalom Zachar. Someone was telling me, he doesn't understand. You're not allowed to have castrated animals. Why does it talk about an ox and a bull? So when we say ox and a bull, we just are coming up with two terms to refer to different ages of the same animal, but we're not talking about a castrated animal. So anyway, the fact that it says shor and par, that refers to two different ages. So Rav Masna says it's not just so you can have a remez of shofar. No, that's not what it's telling us. It's telling us about that David HaMelech was saying that he wants his tefillah to be as acceptable, as beautiful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as wonderful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the korban of the original shor that Hashem created, Begidulo. So Ula Amar Haina time the Rabban Ula says, no, there's a different reason why the Rabban Pasol Keren Shalpara. Kidrav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Neimain, Kohen Gadol Nichnas Big Day Zav Lefnai Velefnim, Lavar Avoda. Why is it that the Kohen Gadol can't wear his Big Day Zav to do the Avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim? He only goes in the Big Day Lavan on Yom HaKippurim. He's not allowed to wear the Shmona Begadim, which have the Big Day Zav of Tzitz and Choshen and Ephod and the Pamonim on the Mi'il. So the reason he doesn't do it is Lefishen Kategar. Nasa Senegar, that the gold and the clothing brings to mind the Egel Azov, the Klal Yisrael, the terrible sin of the Egel Azov, the Klal Yisrael violated. We don't want to bring that to mind in the time when we're going to be mechaper for all the Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to use a shofar of a para, because the para brings back to mind also the Cheta Egel, and it's not appropriate when you're trying to be to protect Klal Yisrael and the Yom Adin to bring to mind the Cheta Egel. Says the Gemara, Velo, do we not find that you use a para to be mechaper for Klal Yisrael? Vayika dam par. The Kohen Gadol brings the dam of the par in Yom Kippurim to be mechaper on himself and on all the Kohanim, and he's mazem midamos eight times in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How can he bring dam of a par into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He's trying to achieve kapara, whatever I'm taking, take an asnegar. Says, well, no, hol vishtani ishtani. Since it changed from a par to just dam, so then it doesn't, it's no longer reminiscent. It's had such a change of tsura that it used to be a par. Now it's just a par, it's just a bowl of blood, so that's a totally different tsura, and therefore it doesn't bring to mind the chere egel. Says the Gemara, but that's not it. Vika aron, what about the kaporas of kruv? That the aron, the kaporas, the kruvim, they're all made out of gold. You're going to tell me he's not allowed to wear his big days off because you don't want gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Everything that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is gold. So how could that be okay? So chote bal yakov karminan. No, when we say inka teganas negor, we're saying that a sinner shouldn't be makriv and bring something that is reminiscent of his avera. The aron and the kaporas, the coin doesn't bring at the time of the kapara. That's kavua. That's the furniture there. That's what stays there. Va'ika kafu machta, but he does bring gold in. He brings the kaf and the machta, the shovel full of coals and the spoon of the ketores that he's bringing in. So chote bal yisnoe ka amrinan. No, when it says ein katega nasanegar, it means that he shouldn't be adorned and look more beautiful with big days of at the time that he's being mischaper, because that's going to bring to mind the chete egel. But the kaf and the machta that are not made for yofi at all, they're only made for the avoda. So we don't apply ein katega nasanegar to that which doesn't beautify anything and is just part of the avoda. So frankly, Gemara vayika big days of. Kohen Gadol does wear big days of throughout Yom Kippur. He's constantly changing his clothing. He doesn't. He doesn't wear big days of lefnai v'lefnim, but he wears big days of. So says Gemara mibachutz. Vayika big days of mibachutz rather. And so Gemara mibefnim karminan. Now when we say that there's a problem of in kategor nasneger is limited to mibefnim. It's limited to what goes on inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Frankly, Gemara. But why did we bring this up? We brought this up because we were trying to figure out why you're not allowed to use a short par, and we said why you're not allowed to use the horn of a par, and we said, oh, you're not allowed to use the horn of a par because of ein kategor nasneger. Now you're going to tell me the whole concept of ein kategor nasneger only applies to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Guess what? You don't blow the shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shofar nami mi bachutzu. So why do we pasul shofar? Kibun de lezikarnu kibifnim dami. Says the Gemara, since the shofar comes to bring back the zichronus of Klal Yisrael in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we view that as if it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as if it's lifnim. So says the Gemara, vahatana mipreshu keren ka'amar. Yeah, but even if you want to say that's the reason, it's because of ein kategor nasneger, it's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that the reason you're not allowed to use the cow's horn is because mipreshu keren, because it's a keren, not because of ein kategor nasneger. Says the Gemara, chada v'yod ka'amar. Yeah, the Tana wants to give a couple of reasons. Chada ein kategor nasneger, v'od mipreshu keren. That number one, it's ein kategor nasneger, and also because mipreshu keren. Rabbi Yossi Amalach, and Rabbi Yossi, who allows a keren shalpara, will reject this reason because the kamer ten kategor nasneger hanimil b'fnim vayshav mibuchutzu. He doesn't buy the idea that kiven to the zikaron kasi kilafnim dami. He says that there is such a concept of ein kategor nasneger, but it only applies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the shofar is not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When the shofar happens outside, and it doesn't matter what its role is, it's not considered as if it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. Udekamrit mipreshu keren, and the other reason that he said that because it's a keren, kol shofar is nami yukru keren. So he'll reject that, or he does reject that by saying that all shofros on some level are referred to as a keren. So this is the principle of ein kategor nasneger, that it turns out that ein kategor nasneger is only a problem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and even then only for mitzvos that seem to be mitzvos of ritzoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's why it's not going to apply to the furniture, it's not going to apply to avoda. A shofar is so special that it's considered to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore it's included in kategor nasneger according to the Rabbanan. My son Yonah at his bar mitzvah drasha spoke about this topic of ein kategor nasa senegar. So time flies, he's a chassan already, but what he said at the time, it was a pretty brilliant drasha for a 13-year-old to come up with. What he said at the time, he was mechavim
comments from Soloveitchik told him that what he said at the time was as follows, that the problem is that there are lots of cases where Yishonim use the concept of Inkat Eganas Neger, and it's got nothing to do with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it seems directly against the Gemara. The Yerushalmi, in the third paragraph of Masech Sukkah, says that if somebody steals a lulav, you're not allowed to use it for the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, because of Ein Kategar Nasa Senegar. And the Yerushalmi compares it to somebody who tries to give a gift to a king, and the king realizes that the gift that's being presented to him belonged to him all along. That the guy stole it from him and was giving it back to him. So the person presented him the gift had taken it from him in the first place. Same Kategar Nasa Senegar. Second of all, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideas, in Kuflam Tesef Yedalin, says you're not supposed to write anything on old worn out parchment that was used to contain, that used to have Avodah Zarah books, unless all the idolatrous content was completely erased from the books. So, and even if it's been completely erased, Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yichtov lo divrei tfilos v'tachnunim, don't make a siddur out of a book that used to contain Avodah Zarah on a parchment that used to contain Avodah Zarah in it. Dein kategor nasa senegar. Nothing to do with lefnai v'lefnim. And third, there's halacha that a kohen who's killed another human being is not allowed to do Birch Kohanim in the Mishbur in Simon Kuf Chav Ches of Katan Kuf Chav Tes, says that even though you could do tshuva and we don't view him as a sinner, you're allowed to do tshuva, can't allow him to do chum, because those same hands that were Mekatzer Chayim can't come and bring bracha to the Jewish people. Ein Kategar Nasa Senegar. The problem is not lulav, not the parchment, not the Birch Kohanim. None of it is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in Minchas Asher where he says it's all just a melitza. A lot of times when we use Ein Kategor Nasa doesn't mean it literally, it's just using it as a melitza. It's not the technical term of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. But perhaps one could argue that that all of those cases relate to something relating to tefillah, making a siddur for tefillah. Birch Kohanim is always done in the context of tefillah. So what was the third case? The siddur, the Birch Kohanim, the lulav, right? Using a lulav is also done always in the context of tefillah. Maybe when you have something that's done in the context of tefillah, that's what it means, that the shofar kivin to the zikaron kasus kilufnim dami, that the shofar is also done in the context of tefillah, and anything that's done in the context of tefillah, all of our tefillos go via the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? We face toward Mizrach, they all go in that direction. So anything done in the context of tefillah would be different. The problem with that is that there are two other examples that don't fit tefillah either. In Shabbos Taf Pei Zayin, we're told the Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own to break the luchos, and Hashem says, Yashar kachach shashibarta, and the Ramban and the Rashba both explain that Chazal must have what clued Chazal in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with the breaking of the luchos, because the Torah says v'samtam ba'aron, that you take the broken luchos and you put them in the aron. If Hashem didn't agree with Moshe Rabbeinu's decision in kategor nasa neger, why would you put that in the aron? Why would you have such a reminder of a terrible avera? So it must be that Hashem didn't think it was an avera. Yashar kachach shishibarta, because in kategor nasa neger. What does that in kategor nasa neger have to do with tefillah? Also, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Hei Amud Aleph tells us that when a man divorces his wife, the divorce can only be done with a kasav la sefer krisus, only with a shtar, but not with money. Even though kesef can be used for kiddushin, you can't use kesef for divorce. So the Gemara says that it doesn't make sense. It's incongruous to have the same item that affects kiddushin also affect gerushin. So in other words, ein kategor nasa senegar. That shtar is a different question. Why it can be used for both? The Gemara says no. Shtar is different because it's a different wording of the shtar. It's a totally different item. But kesef is all the same. One kesef, the other kesef, they're all the same, and that's why it doesn't make sense that you should be able to use it. So in both of those cases, we don't say in kategor nasa senegar. So Soloveitchik explained that there are two types of in kategor nasa senegar. One is when you use something that's reminiscent of the item that was a kategor to use it as a senegar, and the other is when you use the actual item itself. When it comes to using something reminiscent of, so that's what we say only lifnim, that only if you're doing it lifnim it's a problem, because you're not even using the actual item itself that was used for the avera. But when the item that you're using was the actual item itself that you did in Avera, then the rule of Ein Kategor Nasa Neger is this broad rule that applies everywhere. So that's why a stolen shofar or a lulav, using the very hands that killed the man for Birchas Kohanim, using the very luchos that were broken as part of the what's to be placed in the Aron, using the very parchment that Avodah Zarah was written on for Tfilos, that's Aser even outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Using money for Gerishin is considered to be
be the same thing that's used for Kiddushin, because all money is considered to be interchangeable, is considered to be the same thing. This is where Rav Shachter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, in Siman Dalet on page Lamed Ches, he writes up this whole Shtikl Torah. Okay, so that was all the second explanation of why it is that we don't use a shofar shall para. Says Gemara, Abaye Amar, third explanation. Hainu Tamei Drabanan. This is the logic of the Rabbanan, the Pasul Keren Shal Para. Shofar Amar Rachman of Loshayim Shalosh Shofaros. You're supposed to use only one shofar, not two or three. Vahad De Para, Kivin Dekai, Gildi Gildi. The way shofar Shal Para grows is it grows in layers. So Mischazi Kishnayim Shalosh Shofaros. It looks like it's multiple shofaros. Vatanim Neshu Keren Kamar. It's not what the Tana said. Tana said the problem is that it's called the Keren. Chada V'yod Kamar. He meant to say a couple of reasons. Chada De Shofar Amar Rachman of Loshayim Shalosh Shofaros. First of all, the reason you can't use a cow's horn is because it looks like multiple shofaros. Va'od v'preishu keren. And also on top of that, because it's a keren. V'Rabbi Yossi Amalach, and Rabbi Yossi, who allows a keren shalpara, will tell you that the ka'amrit shofar echaram rachman v'loshayim v'shal shofaros, kivin the mechabri adadi chadhu. As far as you're concerned that it's multiple shofaros, it's not. They're all attached to each other. It's considered one entity. V'dekamrit neishu keren, kol shofaros nami yikru keren. And as far as you're concerned that it's called the Karen, all shofaros are called the Karen. So my mashmah dahi of the lishan to dichrahu. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi rejects the Rabbanan because all shofaros are called the Karen in the Torah, because it says b'mishoch b'keren hayovel, and yovel we know is an ayil, is a ram. So we know that a shofar shal ayil is also called the Karen. Says Gemara, you're making an assumption that yovel means an ayil. How do I know that? Where does it say yovel means a ram? Titania, I'm Rabbi Kiva k'shalachti la ravia, when I went to Arabia hayukar l'dichra you. They would call a ram a yovel. So that's how we know. You're able to study etymology by how words are used. You're able to, that's what some people don't like, that one of the rayas that the chilazon is a snail, is that in all Semitic languages, the word for snail is something, is either chilazon or chalzon, or something that sounds just like chilazon. So some people say, you can't bring rayas like that. This whole daf is rayas like that. Is that you could see the way that people use the word, you're able to determine what the word probably means. When I went to Galia, they used to call a woman who's a Nida a Galmuda. My Galmuda, what does the Galmuda mean? Gemula dami baila, that she separated from her husband. When I went to Afrika, they would call a Madbeya, that's called a Ma'a, they would call it a Ksita. Why do I have to know that it's called a Ksita? To explain what the Pasuk says, that Yaakov bought a portion of the field from Chamor Avish for Mea Ksita, that it's Mea Danki, that it's 1/6 of a dinar, meaning it's 100 ma'os, a ma'a is 1/6 of a dinar. Amar Rabbi, Shalachti L'Krachei Ayam, how you call it L'Mechira, they would call selling something Kira. L'Mainav Kamina, why do I need to know that? L'Frushe Asher Karisili, to explain the pasuk that it says in the Torah, that Yosef says to Paro, that Hinei Enochi Meis B'Kivrei Asher Karisili Be'aretz Kanan. What he means to say is, that he wants to be buried in the kever that I bought in Eretz Kanaan. That's karisili, not dug, but bought. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, kashalachti lutchum kan nesharia, hayikorin lakala ninfi. They would call a kala a ninfi, latarnagol sechvi, and they would call a tarnagol a sechvi. Lakala ninfi maikra, what pasuk is explained by that? Yifeinof misos kala aretz. So, hartzion yak seitzov and kiris melech rav is the end of the pasuk. So, Yushlaim is like a beautiful kala. Ulatarnagol sechvi, amar Rav Yehuda maravi, by Yisema, Rabbi Shubban Levi, Mikra, what pasuk is explained by knowing that a tarnagol is called a sechvi? Because it says, Mi shos betuchos chachma, o mi nasan la sechvi vina. So that's talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu saying to Eov, when he is giving him Musr, that he didn't pay proper attention to what Hashem is doing in this world. Mi shos betuchos chachma, elu klayos. The klayos are called tochos, that it's a lashon of tiach, that covers up, that says, since they're covered in fat. So then they give a person eitzah. Ominas on the sech vivina zetarnagol. Who gives the understanding to be mavchin ben yomu ben laila to the rooster to be able to know when it's morning to be able to crow at exactly that time? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person through his kidneys. We assume that kidneys for whatever reason are yoatzos, that they. It's not. I don't think there's a biological explanation of that, but we assume that they give a person a sense of eitzah, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that gives a person a sense of eitzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives the sechvi, the rooster, the ability to know the difference between Yom and Laila. Levi ikla lehu asra. Levi went to a certain place, asa gavra lekamei, and a person came to him, and Amar Lei,
He said to Levi, Kavan Planya, that a certain person was Kovea me, meaning he meant to say that he stole from him. So, although you had my Karmelay, Levi had no idea what he meant. Kavan Planya, what does that mean? Also, Shalbe Midrash. So, he came to ask in the base Medrash, Samurlay, they told him in the base Medrash, Gazlan Amalach, he's telling you that someone stole from him. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in the Tocha of the Navi Malachi to the Jewish people that they're Kaviyach, they're like stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu by not being Mafrit Shumas Amaisos. Hayikpa Adam Elokim? Can a person be Kava Elokim? What does Kava mean? Can a person steal from Hashem? If I was there when Levi was there and I wouldn't have known what they were talking about when they said that, I would have just made conversation until it became clear. I would have said, Heichi Kavacha, how was he Kava you? V'may Kavacha, with what was he Kava you? V'amay Kavacha, why was he Kava you? And then based on the way he answered the questions, I would have been able to figure out that Kava means stealing. The reason Levi didn't do that and he just was clueless and he went to ask him the base message. He thought when he said Kavan he was meant some sort of Dvar Erva, so he doesn't want to ask him those kinds of questions related to Dvar Erva. Rabbanan didn't know what the word Serugin meant. The Mishnah Maseches Megillah tells us that if you read the Megillah Serugin you're Yotza, and they don't know what it means. So they heard the Amsa Rabbi the Chazatinu L'Rabbanan Tavukaili Paski that saw the Rabbanu coming in groups to the base medrash, Samlu and Masayatim Nuchasin, Seirugin, Seirugin. So she asked, why are you coming? Why don't you come in one big group? Why are you coming Seirugin, Seirugin? That there's a hefsik in between. So now we know Seirugin means by skipping in between. Lovi Rabbanu my Chaluglogos. The Rabbanu didn't know what type of plant Chaluglogos are, because the Gemara in Yuma says that they wouldn't bring the Kohen Gadol in the 7 days prior to Yom Kippurim to eat things that are maybe Lidei Tumah, and one of the things that they don't bring him is this plant. And one day they heard the Amsterdami, they saw a guy spreading out his herbs, Amarlay, so the Shivcha said, how long are you going to be spreading these herbs out? So he understood that the parpachine are the chaluglogos. My salsa of Mecca. They didn't know what the pasuk means when it says salsa of Mecca. One day they heard the Amsterdami Davis Amarlay, who governed Davis Kamabek Pasare, who saw someone that was playing, fiddling with his hair, twirling his hair, saw Armalei. She said to him, "An masayatam is salsal b'sarecha. Why are you being salsal b'sarecha?" Right? That's Rashi and Chumash says what Yosef did, that being salsal b'sarecha. Why are you being salsal b'sarecha? So he saw that. So then they understood that it means to flip over and to twist around. Lavi yadi rabbanan mai v'tatisib v'tatei hashmeid. They didn't know what the pasuk means when it describes the peronus of Bavel. So yom echad shamul amsid v'rebi. One day they heard the amsid v'rebi of Samra l'chavir. That she was telling her friend, take the broom and sweep the house, but she used that term, so they understood that it meant to sweep out the house from all the dirt. So they understood what the Navi meant is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy Bavel and it's going to be cleaned out, it's going to be emptied out from all of the wealth and all of the people, anything that's in it is going to be wiped out of Bavel. They didn't know what Yehevcha meant. So Amar Rabbi Baruchana Yom Echad one time I was going with an Arab merchant, have a darina tuna, I was carrying a heavy burden, take your yahavecha, which means your burden, your bundle, and put it on my camel. So then they knew what the word meant, and the pasuk is saying that Hashem, your burden is going to be placed on Hashem, that you have a trust, you should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take all of your burdens, to carry your burdens for you. New Mishnah, Shofar Shal Hashanah Shal Ya'el Pashut, the Shofar Shal Hashanah should be from a Ya'el and it should be Pashut. It should be straight, not like an ram's horn which is curved. Upiv Mutsupa Zahav, and the mouth of the shofar that they would use in the base of Mikdash had some gold on it for decoration. Ushtei Chatzotzos Menat Stadin, and it was flanked by two Chatzotzos on each side. Shofar Maruch v'Chatzotzos Mekatzos, and on Rosh Hashanah the tkiyah of the shofar would go longer than the blast from the Chatzotzos. She mitzvah sayom b'shofar, because on Rosh Hashanah the ikr mitzvah sayom is with the shofar. Ubetanios, when it comes to Tainios in the Beis HaMikdash, they would also use shofros and chatzotros, but Bishol Zecharim, the shofar that they would use would be a bent ram's horn, kfufin, it was bent, upian mitzupa kesef, and they had kesef on the mouth of it, ushtei chatzotros bamsa, and the chatzotros were in the middle, shofar mekatzer and chatzotros marichos, and on Tainios, the shofar would blow a shorter blast, and the chatzotros would blow the longer blast. Mitzayom chatzotros, because the ikr mitzvah Hayom was with the Chatzotzos. So just like we're supposed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we're also supposed to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. That's a pasuk in the Torah. So Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkiyah. Just like the Tkiyah on Rosh Hashanah is with the shofar of a Ya'el Pashut, so too on Yom Kippur of Yovel, it's with a Ya'el Pashut. Ula Brachos. And just like on Rosh Hashanah, during davening, we have 9 brachos because we have the Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. So too on Yom Kippurim of Yovel, you also have 9 brachos. Because we make this hekesh between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't learn Gzeir Shava to equate Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah token Bishel Zecharim. No, on Rosh Hashanah we use a ram's horn, and it's a bent ram's horn. Ubi Yovlos Bishel Ye'elim. And on Yovel we use the straight Ye'elim horn. Am Rabbi Levi, Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah Vishal Yom HaKippurim B'Kfufin Vishal Kal Hashanah B'Pshutin. The Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim of Yovel, you're supposed to use a bent horn, and on the rest of the year when you do Tainios, that's when you use a straight horn. V'atanan, but doesn't our Mishnah say Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Ya'el Pashut, that you're supposed to use a straight horn of a Ya'el on Rosh Hashanah? No, who damer ki aitana? D'tanya, if you damer Rosh Hashanah, you're talking Vishal Zchar M'Kufufin Ubi Yovel Shal Ye'elim. So he's assuming like that Tana. V'leimah Hilchsa Krabi Yehuda. So why don't you just say that the halacha is like that Tana, that you use a bent horn on Rosh Hashanah? Iyam Tilchsa Krabi Yehuda Hava Mina Afilu Shal Yovel Nami Krabi Yehuda Sfirulei Kamash Malan. No, because if we would say Alach Krabi Yehuda, I would think he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that on Yovel you use a straight horn, but he holds not that way. He holds that on Yovel you use a bent horn as well. So B'Maikum Mifgi Marsav Rosh Hashanah Kamed the Kayif Inish Daiti Tfei Malei. What's the machlokes about straight or bent? It's attitudinal. One sheet holds that the more you're kofif yourself in Rosh Hashanah is better. B'Yom Kippurim Kamed the Pashat Inish Daiti Tfei Malei. You should express more confidence. Marsav Rosh Hashanah Kamed the Pashat Inish Daiti Tfei Malei. A more person is poshet himself in his tefillah, that's better. B'Tainios Kamed the Kayif Inish Daiti Tfei Malei. But in Tainios it should be with a greater sense of anivus. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up at the top of Daf Chav Zayin tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.